Girl, you look good. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was present. A Baptist minister, a spiritual man with a dream to eradicate injustice, and a brilliant tactician with a plan to make that dream come true. It was a plan which called for non-violent but unremitting resistance to racial discrimination in all its sanctioned forms. And it worked. Dr. King commanded respect and attention for a civil rights masterful oratory and personal charisma. But mostly he did it through sharp exactions, absorbing physical beatings, jail terms, and scathing criticism from enemies and supporters alike, without ever veering from his path. It was a path that led him to such ordinary outposts as Memphis, Tennessee, where he journeyed in April of 1968 to lend support for the strikers of Exodus sanitation workers. Was there, standing on the balcony outside his room at the Lorraine Motel in the dimming sunlight that afternoon, that the 39-year-old Nobel Peace Prize winner made one final sacrifice for his cause.
Outside of Memphis Motel this afternoon. His condition is not known at this time. Police put out a wanted bulletin for, quote, a young white male, well-dressed, who was seen running from a brick building across the street from the Lorraine Motel. Police said the assailant apparently jumped into a late model white car after the shooting and
gonna